some stranger. Stole your heart and stole my world when he stole you. So just call me lonesome, heartbroken then some, 'cause I ain't got no one since you've been
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Biden administration defending the decision to hold back a shipment of heavy bombs to Israel over concerns Israel may use them in Rafah. More than 100,000 Palestinians have already fled the refugee city in Gaza. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
It's a massive amount of people that have been forced from the area where they were taking shelters. And a lot of this has been happening in the eastern part of Rafah, where Israel launched this new ground operation, that there are reports today that are indicating that they have actually encircled the eastern part of Rafah, and that includes the Rafah crossing, one of the many and very critical crossings where aid has been getting into Gaza.
The hush money trial continues as prosecutors present their case accusing Donald Trump of falsifying business records and payments to Stormy Daniels to hide an alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. And severe storms lingering in the southeast today following a volatile week of tornado outbreaks. This is ABC News. More than 40 million Americans have taken one of the newer generation weight loss drugs, but a new report says many have trouble affording them.
The names have become common. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and other GLP-1 drugs that are used primarily to treat diabetes and heart disease, but have also become a popular treatment for weight loss. Effective, but expensive. A new poll from the health policy nonprofit KFF finding 1 in 8 adults have taken a GLP-1 drug in the past, but 54% of those adults say they found the drug difficult to afford. The poll finding more than half of Americans believe that Medicare should cover the cost of GLPs when prescribed for weight loss. Dave Packer, ABC News.
An apology from Apple after facing backlash over an ad for its latest iPad Pro. The company saying, quote, "We missed the mark and we're sorry." That ad was widely seen as dismissive to the creative community, showing a hydraulic press crushing musical instruments, paint, and other items used by artists, all to create the new iPad. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes, you know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a quick system strikes early this evening, bringing showers and a few claps of thunder. It'll quickly push on out, clearing our skies. And the northern lights are expected to dance overnight. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 64.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin and anti-war protesters met once again Thursday. Protesters want the UW to cut funding from Israeli entities along with weapons manufacturers and private prison companies. But administrators say the university has limited ability to divest from certain investments. A woman reaches a plea deal in the death of a man she claims sex trafficked her. Christo Kaiser avoids a life sentence after pleading guilty to a charge of second-degree reckless homicide in Kenosha County Court Thursday. Four other charges are dismissed. And four fallen officers will be honored at the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial today at the Capitol in Madison. Milwaukee Police Officer Peter Jerving, Chautauqua Police Officer Emily Breidenbach, Cameron Officer Hunter Scheel, and St. Croix County Deputy Katie Leising were all killed in the line of duty in 2023. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Hey anglers, the Wisconsin DNR has updated the daily bag limit on walleye to 3 on most inland waters. Help us ensure the sustainability of this remarkable species. Check out all the new regulations at dnr.wi.gov.
Team Challenge is the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation's largest endurance training program that trains you to run or walk a half marathon while helping the foundation raise funds to find a cure for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, and everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Construction of the Terrence Park Pool will resume next week. At the Durand City Council meeting this week, council members were updated on the project. City Administrator Rasmussen said that the city has received the necessary permits from the state of Wisconsin for the building and foundations, while a few permits for the pool itself are still being reviewed. Crews will return to the site Monday to begin construction of the buildings for the pool. It's prison time for a felon caught with drugs and a loaded gun in Eau Claire. A federal judge yesterday sentenced 26-year-old Nathaniel Larson to 4 years in prison. Eau Claire police say they found heroin and fentanyl in his pocket during a traffic stop last July. They also found a loaded handgun in his car. Larson was not supposed to have a gun because he's a convicted felon. He pleaded guilty in the case back in February. You may be treated to a dazzling display of the Northern Lights later on tonight as a major geomagnetic storm is forecasted by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. With a G4 severe geomagnetic storm expected, the aurora may be visible across much of the country's northern half, including western Wisconsin and southeast Minnesota. Clear skies are predicted, providing ideal conditions for viewing the phenomenon. According to the National Weather Service, this rare event, fueled by multiple corneal mass ejections from the sun, will mark one of the stronger solar storms in a decade. Spectators at a track meet in Winona have been praised for working together to help runners finish a relay race. The True Team Section 1 AA track meet was being held at the Paul Giel Field on Tuesday when the lights went out in the stadium. Competitors in the boys' 4x400 relay race were on the track at the time and struggled to stay in their lanes. Spectators pulled out their cell phones and turned on the flashlight feature, lining up to illuminate the track. All of the competitors were able to finish the event safely, thanks to the quick thinking of the people on the sidelines. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Chippewa Falls wants to get rid of the rest of their lead pipes out of the ground. The city council there is moving ahead with a plan to spend $1 million to remove lead pipes that connect to people's homes. Chippewa Falls already had moved most of the public lead pipes in town. Public Works Director Brandon Safosky says the idea is to incentivize homeowners to sign up to replace their lead pipes. He says there are not requirements right now, though he says those may be coming in the future. Meanwhile, there's some unhappiness in Altoona over the idea of paying more for water. That city held a public meeting last night to hear from people about the proposed water rate hike from the city's water utility. Some of the crowd said Altoona's water is already more expensive than other local communities, and they say the city's been under water restrictions for the past several summers. Altoona says it needs to raise the rates to keep up with inflation and pay its people more. 4 fallen law enforcement officers will be honored today at the Capitol in Madison. All 4 were killed in the line of duty in 2023. Milwaukee police officer Peter Jerving was fatally shot while attempting to take a robbery suspect into custody in February. April 8th of last year, Chautauqua police officer Emily Breidenbach and Cameron officer Hunter Scheel were shot and killed during a traffic stop and welfare check. The driver opened fire on both officers. Then less than a month later, St. Croix County Sheriff's Deputy Katie Lessing was shot and fatally wounded by a drunk driving suspect. Their names will bring the number of officers honored on the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial to 293. All 4 officers will also be added to the National Law Enforcement Memorial in Washington, D.C. Well, what a difference a month makes. Forecasters say 80% of Wisconsin was in the middle of a drought in early April. That's down to just 20% of the state. April's long soaking rains are getting the credit. The latest forecast from the U.S. Drought Monitor says a portion of the North Woods and a large part of southwest Wisconsin continue to be too dry. Only a small portion of southwest Pepin County is listed as abnormally dry in the Drought Monitor, along with portions of Wabasha County in Minnesota. But many other parts of Wisconsin are seeing too much water. Some local creeks and streams remain flooded. No one's guessing, however, if the current drought conditions will hold throughout the summer. You're listening to WRDN News.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Students at a northern Minnesota high school will likely be telling stories about their recent prom long after they graduate. The Pequot Lakes High School was forced to end the prom early after the dance floor at the Breezy Point Resort and Convention Center started to collapse. Students said the floor became soft and a dent began to form, and employees then had to block off the area after determining it was unsafe. No one was hurt, and students have begun referring to the dance as, quote, the prom that broke the floor, unquote. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a quick system strikes early this evening, bringing showers and a few claps of thunder. It'll quickly push on out, clearing our skies. And the northern lights are expected to dance overnight. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 64.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Brewers clubbed 3 home runs against St. Louis' A. Sonny Gray and cruised to a 7-1 victory over the Cardinals in their series opener at AmFam Field Thursday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Reese Hoskins, Jake Bowers, and Joey Ortiz all going yard. Hoskins on their approach against Gray.
First is just not to miss the pitches that are in the middle of the plate, right? He's got good enough stuff that he gets a lot of whiff, regardless of in zone or out of zone. I know mine was ended up being in the middle. I'm going to guess that a couple of the other balls that we hit pretty hard were also caught a lot of plate. And when you get a guy like that, that's a lot of strike to ball because of the good breaking balls, you just can't miss when you get into good counts and get stuff in the heart of the plate.
Badger women's softball team beat Rutgers 7-3 in the Big Ten tournament quarterfinals, advancing to the semis for the first time since 2019. Badgers becoming the first 11 seed to make it to a semifinal game. They'll take on number 2 Michigan
Michigan tonight in Iowa City. NBA suspending Bucks guard Patrick Beverley 4 games next season for throwing a basketball multiple times at fans during last week's Game 6 playoff matchup at Indiana. Phoenix Suns have fired coach Frank Vogel after just 1 season. They've set their sights on former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer as his replacement. Budenholzer and the Bucks beat Phoenix in the 2021 NBA championship. NBA playoff action last night. Cleveland upset Boston 118-94 in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Donovan Mitchell had 29 points. The Cavs even the series 1-1. Out west, Dallas evened its series with Oklahoma City, beating the Thunder 119-110. NHL, the Rangers are 1 win away from the Eastern Conference Finals, stunning Carolina 3-2 in overtime. New York leads that series 3-0. Out west, the Stars knotted up their second round series 1-1 with a 5-3 victory over Colorado. Midwest League, Quad Cities beat Wisconsin 8-1. Peoria down Beloit 4-3. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm bringing out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Priest hopes to turn his luck around this weekend in Darlington. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic.
Photo finish.
What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by GEICO at Darlington, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
It's been a tough start to the season for Stuart Haas Racing, with only Chase Briscoe among the top 15 in the championship standings, sitting 14th. Ryan Preece is the deepest of the team's four cars at 29th, and he believes that this Sunday's race in Darlington could be the race that they get things turned around.
Man, Dover, we had that collector fall off or whatever happened with that, and then last week, punch in the gut. Yeah, I think moving forward, it's just every week's a new opportunity to turn it around. Feeling pretty optimistic that Darlington could be that week that we can get this train back on the rails.
The race weekend in Darlington begins tonight with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Buckle Up South Carolina 200 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here on MRN. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt 4 parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Save some money on bath sponges and grow them in your backyard. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Homegrown loofah sponges are great for exfoliating, and you can even eat them as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for an unusual plant to grow this year, try growing your own loofah sponges. Janine Davis is an extension specialist at North Carolina State University. She says the loofah is a member of the gourd family and grown like any other squash. However, the plant needs to climb on a support system, a very sturdy support system.
I would put up something, you know, with wooden posts and maybe some wire for them to climb on. If you do like a lattice type trellis, those will hold a few plants. But people that try to string them up like they do beans will usually find the loofah will pull them down because they're really heavy. Think of medium-sized pumpkins hanging on a trellis. They're going to have that kind of weight before they dry out.
If you don't want huge loofahs loafing around, pick them for the dinner table when they're about 6 inches long. You can eat them like you would any other squash. Loofahs are very sensitive to cold, so you do want to harvest them before the first frost. Davis says the sponges are ready when the skins turn a darker green.
When you can kind of squeeze them and start feeling the flesh separate from the skin, oftentimes at that stage you can pop off the bottom end, the blossom end, and at that point you can just run your thumb up along the skin and just pop this wet sponge right out of it. That's my favorite way to harvest them.
You can also just let them dry on the vine. They'll turn brown and you'll hear the seeds rattling inside. Davis says you'll have to either soak off the dried skin or roll them on a hard surface to break it off. Once the sponges are out, rinse them off and let them air dry. Save the seeds from this year's plants to grow next year's sponges. Learn more about growing your own loofah sponges at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 7 to 2043, July down 8 to 1987, August down 7 to 1956, September milk down 10 at 1950. Cheese markets were steady, barrels at 191 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks at 198. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 3/4 to 299, one trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 115 and a quarter, four trades on the day. Dry weighs steady at 38.5. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, the live cattle markets attempted to trade higher early, but with the mixed box to beef prices lower and the WASDE report sharing mixed news, the live cattle markets have given up some of those gains, but are still slightly higher. Friday's WASDE report had mixed news for cattle and beef markets. Beef production for 2024 was increased, and that helped to pressure some of the cattle complex as feeder cattle markets moving up mostly lower as the market was unwilling to look at any other approach at this point. Now, cattle cash prices were steady to a dollar higher. But again, the market is continuing to trade lower as bearish pressures have consumed the focus so far this week. The hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly higher thanks to the midday pork cutout values being higher. It's likely next week's market sees pressure again as the WASDE report shared demand concerns over the next few months could be less than desired and also adversely affect cash prices. June live cattle up 22 cents to 176.17. August up 27 cents to 174. October up 30 cents to 177.30. May feeder cattle down 50 cents to 238.15. August down 60 cents to 250.45. September down 70 cents to 251.37. May hogs down 22 cents to 91.75. June up $1.20 to 98.92. July up $1.10 on the hog side to 102.15. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all still moving mostly higher. The WASDE report was viewed as somewhat positive for the markets. For wheat markets, wheat expectations are for larger supplies, but moderately higher domestic use, increased exports, but even some higher ending stocks, so somewhat of a mixed report. Meanwhile, corn for 24-25 is forecasted to rise for usage due to higher domestic use and exports as well. Now, U.S. corn exports are forecast to rise 50 million bushels. That's helping to support the markets as well. Meanwhile, on the soybean side from the WASDE report, the U.S. outlook is for higher supplies, crush exports, and ending stocks compared with 23-24. The soybean crops projected at 4.45 billion bushels, up 285 million on a higher area and trend yield. But even with those numbers, again, the grain markets moving higher. Again, that big concern over what's happening in Russia really helping to support the markets, with wheat still leading the grain complex higher. May corn up 8.75 to 450.15. New crop up 9.25 to 489.25. May beans up 4 to 11.96.75. New crop up 4 to 12.04.5. May meal down 380 to 364.20. May soybean oil up 38 cents to 42.39. Chicago wheat, July now up 22.5 to 660. September up 21.25 to 679. Minneapolis wheat, July up 16.75 to 720.5. Energy markets today, June crude oil down 86 cents to 78.40. July down 83 cents to 77.97. Gas markets, June gas down 3 cents now to 2.50. July also down 3 cents to 2.49. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service says there was a decrease in Wisconsin's cherry production for 2023. The state's tart cherry output totaled 10 million pounds, reflecting a 19% decline compared to 2022. The decrease can be attributed to two key factors. The area dedicated to tart cherry production remained consistent at 1,700 acres, but the average yield per acre saw a drop of 1,420 pounds, reaching 5,880 pounds in 2023. The average price of tart cherries in Wisconsin also was lower in 2023 at 18.8 cents a pound compared to 20.4 cents per pound in 2022. That resulted in a total value of $1.82 million for the cherry crop in 2023. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers partnered with other ag industry stakeholders to showcase American agriculture at the National Mall in Washington. It was a chance to show the public how farmers feed and fuel the world while protecting the environment for future generations. More than 12,000 people came out to the National Mall for the second celebration of modern agriculture. The three-day event featured combines, harvesters, milking equipment, sprayers, planters, irrigation equipment, and tractors of all sizes. The public also saw interactive and hands-on exhibits by grower groups and agricultural innovators. This year's theme was the future of food and farming. The showcase of the event focused on the advances driving American agriculture's long history of producing more while reducing its environmental footprint. The latest agricultural innovations are more than just tractors. These technologies are powering a sustainable future, said Megan Tennell, president of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. The National Pork Producers Council is hosting the 2024 World Pork Expo June 5th and 6th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. NPPC is inviting those attending the event to engage with the latest insights across all facets of the pork industry. This year, the event features a new two-day schedule and the return of the world's largest pork-specific trade show. Other highlights include the return of free educational seminars and the introduction of the Young Pork Associates Issues Meet. In a constantly changing industry like ours, it's important to stay informed and innovative, said NPPC President Lori Stevermer. This is especially true as we welcome young people eager to make a difference. And the expo is all about improving knowledge for all professionals and supporting young talent in the industry. The Young Pork Advocates Issues Meet is a speaking event for young people passionate about the pork industry's future. The average age of U.S. farmers continues to be a concerning topic. FarmDoc Daily says the 2022 Census of Agriculture confirms that U.S. farmers continue to get older. However, America's farmers are also becoming younger relative to the U.S. population. Relative to the rest of the population, the farmers have become slightly younger over the last 60 years. Since 1960s, farmers' ages have increased 7.6 years, while the median age of the U.S. population has increased 8.8 years. The average age of the U.S. farmer is 58.1 years as of the 2022 census. The share of farmers between 45 and 64 was lower in the 2022 versus the 2017 census of ag. In contrast, the shares of people less than 45 and over 65 increased from 19% to 22% and from 34% to 39% respectively. In the 2022 census, 85% of farmers older than 65 reported being involved in day-to-day operations. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Mike Adams for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
A cold front will push through the region this morning in our ag weather forecast. Looks like we'll see northwest winds increasing up to 30 miles an hour. We'll even see some showers and storms as the storms move through. After that front moves through, then things begin to clear out and will also begin to warm up for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of showers and storms, high 67 to 72. Relative humidities at 35 to 40%, southwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30 and shifting to the northwest. We'll see anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, partly cloudy early and then turning clear with a slight chance of a shower or storm. Lows 40 to 45, relative humidities at 84 to 89%. Northwest winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 29 to 34%. Northwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, and we'll have highs from 80 to 85, west winds at 11 to 16. Monday, mostly sunny, cooler, high 65 to 70. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, high 65 to 70. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs once again, 65 to 70.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Across the ocean, I'll travel anywhere you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you wanna own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, yeah, I love it, I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws you curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again.
I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job, and guess not much has changed. Watch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case. Go to bed, dream of you, that's what I'm doing these days. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. And until then, I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, hit the road, check the phone, just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone, praying that it rings? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just wanna hear. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go, I see your face in my brain, dialing up everything I wanna say. But I'm still one number away. Are you stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lip? Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station or replacing our favorite song? Well, maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to outrun the storm. But I'm almost out that door, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go, I see your face in my brain. I just wanna hear your voice. And I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess.
back when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face in my brain, dialing up everything I want to say, but I'm still one number away. 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 Yeah, I'm still one number away.
Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Did you grow up on a tractor? Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound? Even though your mama tried, did you cruise down a back road
Dixieland line, or you on the Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean night. Your ex is living in Texas. Are you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken cause you know that ain't your truck in her drive? Are your friends all in low places underneath the neon moon? Were you already country back when country was? What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you listen?
Day by day, we let love just walk away. And I'll be the first to say I was glad to see it going day by day. Ever since you went away, I find that I'm still missing you. I just got to know, does that blue ever shine on you? I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. And baby, if you feel like I do, you can come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on you? On my mind, you were right there all the time. I could search and never find someone that does me like you do. Here's a part where I'm giving you my heart. I was a fool to let you go. Girl, I just got to know, does that blue moon ever shine? That blue moon ever shine on you? Night after night, I look to the stars, wondering where you might be. Then I thought to myself, is that very same moon shining?
that blue moon ever shine on you.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Clean cut and clean shirt.